This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Sports betting for Tuesday, November 29th. I'm your host, Doug Reed. And as always, you can find me on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. That's R-E-I-D-34. Always happy to get some comments, thoughts, feedback, what you'd like to hear. Also, if you could go to your podcast provider and rate and review the show, 5 stars would be greatly appreciated. And a positive review definitely helps me get some traction with the show. Great night in sports. Lots of action. A few games in the hardwood. Lots of college basketball. When I say the hardwood, the NBA, sorry, in the association. Lots of college basketball with some fantastic games, especially in the Big Ten ACC matchup. And then a good night in the NHL with 9 games on the board as well. So let's just jump right into it. We're going to start quickly in the association. We've got 3 games. We start at 7:10 in the East. Knicks are in Detroit to play the Pistons, so you can get the Knicks at -5. Total here, 226.5. My model has the Knicks at about a 1.5, 2-point favorite, so if anything, I would lean towards Detroit, but I can't back the Pistons the way they're playing lately. When I look at the injury report, Bagley is questionable, although it says available, so probably playing. Bogdanović is questionable. Obviously, Cunningham's out for potentially the season, but a long time. And Jaden Ivey, questionable. Isaiah Stewart is thought to be coming back, but listed as questionable. On the Knicks side, quickly is questionable. So I like the Knicks straight up here. Don't really like them laying 5 on the road, but I can't back the Pistons. So maybe slight lean to the Pistons at +5, but nothing really for me. And that number at 226 is pretty much right where I'm at. I've got about 227. So 226.5, 227, pretty much bang on. So probably going to be a stay away from me. Next game is going to be a fantastic game. This jump numbers come down a little in the last couple hours. It's Golden State, and they are in Dallas at 7:30 in the East. The Warriors come in as 1-point favorite. Total here is 227. And for the Warriors, they are surprisingly healthy with just Iguodala out, but he's been out for so long. And the Mavericks are healthy as well. I actually like the Warriors here. I've got them as closer to a 5-point favorite. So if I'm only having to lay 1, like I said, a couple hours ago, it was 2 and then 1.5, and it's dropped down to 1 for the Warriors. So I know on the road is not an ideal spot. Never like backing a lot of NBA teams on the road. However, the Warriors have been doing well, and the Mavs have been struggling a little. Warriors come in 11-10 overall. 7-3 in their last 10, won 3 in a row, just 2-9 on the road. They're sitting in shockingly in 9th in the West, and the Mavs are in 11th, just outside the playoff play-ins, actually. Mavs are 9-10 overall, 3-7 in the last 10, lost 4 straight. They are 8-3 at home. I don't tend to really put a ton of stock in home and away records, more so just don't like backing a lot of teams on the road in big games like this. However, Warriors have been playing well, fully healthy. Everybody should be going. Luka's been playing great for Dallas, no doubt. But the question is just who he has around him, you know, and where are they getting the support? Doesn't, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie, Reggie Bullock, Dorian Finney-Smith, they've been playing well. Dwight Powell at center. I just don't think that stacks up against Steph, Clay, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond, and Looney at center for the Warriors. So I'm on the Warriors, -1. Got that just a while ago. So that's going to be my 1 play in the NBA. Next game is in Portland while the Clippers are in town, the banged up Clippers. You can get the Portland Trailblazers at -3.5. Total here is 211. I've got Portland as a slight favorite, just under about 0.5, maybe 1. So laying 3.5 is a little much for me, but again, it comes down to, like it often does, the injury report. And just trying to pull it up, I apologize. We've got Kawhi out. What you need to know basically is Kawhi's out and Paul George is out for the Clippers, and that's going to throw them That's why they're laying 3.5 points. I think if Kawhi's been out a lot, but I think if Paul George is playing, you're going to see a lot closer spread. Pardon me. Finally got the injury report after all that. The question mark for Portland though was Lillard. He is listed as out. On the Clippers side, you've got Paul George out, Kawhi's out, Luke Kennard is out, and John Wall is out. So I lean Portland, even with Dame out. I don't know that I lean them to 3.5 points, and I'm not backing the Clippers with all those guys out. So it's a stay away from me. Maybe Portland money line, but that's -165. That's a big number to lay. Total here is 211. I've got the total a little higher than that, but that my numbers usually factor in most of the players. You take out the big guys for the Clippers, numbers should come down a little. But too many question marks. All the big guns on both teams are out. So pretty much going to be a stay away for me. So we'll get to the NCAA board in a moment, but quickly going to take a break. And we'll come back with some great college ball and some interesting picks.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time, it's subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
All right, on to some college ball. I think this is one of the best slates. Well, you know what? There's some great games last week, but this is a great midweek slate. So let's get at it. We start 6:30 Nice. Furman is in Appalachian State heading into the mountains of West Virginia. Furman comes in 6.5 point favorite. Total here at 143. I actually lean Furman here. I'm not on this game. I think Furman's a better team. They're a pretty solid mid-major. I think one of the surprise mid-majors out there this year. So I would lean Furman at laying 6.5 points. Not going to take it, though. Next game, 7 p.m. East. I am on this one. Charlotte is in Davidson. And I'm actually – Davidson's laying 4. Total here is 127. I was looking to go the over, but if it dropped down a little, I would have been on the over. But I'm actually on Davidson laying 4. I just think they're the better team. They've been playing well this year. Got some quality wins. When you look at KenPom, they're ranked number 144. Davidson's 114 at KenPom. Charlotte is 144. A little too early to put a whole lot of stock in those rankings. But they come in 6-1, does Davidson. Their one loss was to Charleston. But the last three games, they've beaten South Carolina 69-60, beaten ODU by 5, 66-61, and beaten San Francisco 89-90. And I think San Fran and ODU are going to be decent teams. I think they're going to have a potential kind of bubble teams. Maybe not ODU, but San Fran certainly will be. So I like the way they've been playing. They've been scoring a fair bit of points. This is why I was looking to the over. But they're also fairly solid on defense. On the flip side, Charlotte has also been doing well. And I think they could be heard from later in the year, especially in the Conference USA tournament time. I don't know if they'll be making the tournament, but they come in at 5-2, but of their last three games, they lost to UMass, who I'm going to get to in a minute. I like UMass and Frank Martin a lot. Lost to them 60-54. Lost at Detroit Mercy 70-49. Now, Detroit's had some interesting games this year. You got to give them props. I don't think they're that great a team. Charlotte lost by 21 to them. And then to beat Presbyterian 69-42 at home on Saturday. Not really much to say there because Presbyterian's not a great team. So at the end of the day, I think Davidson's playing better. I think they're a little more experienced team. I like the way they've been scoring. They've been hitting fairly solid from two. Their three-point shooting's a little bit above average where Charlotte struggles, so I give the slight lean to Davidson on the scoring. Adjusted efficiency, they're ranked a fair bit better. So I just like Davidson, like the ability to put the ball in the basket, and I like the fact that it's a home game. So I'm on Davidson, -4. Next game, which is actually going to be, to me, a very interesting game, 7 in the East. Maryland's at Louisville. Maryland comes in 12.5-point favorites on the road, total here at 135. And I'm leaning towards Louisville as much as I can barely get those words out of my mouth. Louisville has been god-awful this year. I just think at home, this is their first home game of the year. They're coming off the road, that's for sure. I just think Lang, they've been terrible, no doubt about it. I'm not trying to sugarcoat things, but laying 12.5 points at home is a little too many for me. And I could see them, I think they're definitely going to lose, but I think they could lose by 8 or 10 points. Not going to get blown out. Yep, they are 0-6, like I said. Sorry, first three games of the year at home. Lost to Bellarmine, lost to Wright State, and lost to App State. Interesting thing was they all those games were by 1 point. So bad losses, yes, but all were about 1 point. Then they went on the road tournament time last week, got thumped by Arkansas, got thumped by Texas Tech, 70-38. That was a terrible game. And then they got thumped by Cincinnati, 81-62. So are they going to lose? Pretty sure they're going to lose. Are they going to lose by 12.5? Not so sure about that. So if anything, I lean Louisville. I'm not on this game. I like Maryland. They've been playing pretty well this year, so putting the ball in the basket. But I just don't think Louisville at home is going to completely crap the bed playing another high major team like that. So I lean Louisville at plus 12. Not on it, but leaning. 7 p.m. East. The next game, UMass is in South Florida to face the Bulls. UMass and Frank Martin come in at -2.5. Total here is 133.5. And I actually like the way UMass has been playing, and I'm on UMass here. I like the way Frank Martin in his first year in town has been coaching them. I think they are underrated. Right now they come in, let me see, on KenPom. What are they? Well, 138. Florida, South Florida is 196. When I look at UMass's schedule, the last few games, last week, they finished it off beating Charlotte 60-54, beat Murray State 71-69, and beat Colorado 66-63. That's probably the best win of the year. They did lose to Towson just before that at home, 67-55, but no shame in losing to Towson, who is what, by all accounts, a lot of people think is the best mid-major in the country right now. So their one loss of the year being against Towson. No shame in that. I like the way they're playing. I think on the road, is it going to be a challenge, but is USF going to be a crazy home court environment? Probably not. They come in at 2-5. Their only two wins, the last two games, they beat St. Joseph 75-62. St. Joseph, a team that's struggling. And they beat St. Francis, New York 75-60. St. Francis, New York is arguably one of the bottom 10 to 15 teams in the country. So nothing really great there. They've lost to UAB by 15. They lost to Stetson by 1. They lost to Auburn by 12 earlier in the year. I think they're going to have a long season in the AAC, South Florida is. And I just like the way UMass rolling. I think they come in with some confidence. Frank Martin's going to have them pumped, going hard. Total here is 133.5. I was looking to the over here, but backing UMass, but on the road, I'm going to stay away from that. So I am on UMass and Frank Martin laying the 2.5 points. Next game we see that I like. Well, Penn State is at Clemson. Clemson laying 2 points. Total here is 132. I was thinking of backing Penn State. I think Penn State's a better team. But this is your Big 12 ACC rivalry game. There's a few of those tonight. And just can't back. Not going to back Penn State at Clemson. I like them straight up. In a neutral court, I definitely like Penn State. Obviously, the two-point spread, it's going to be fairly tight. Total here is 132. I think I would look to the under here. Clemson plays some good defense. I think this is going to be a close game. Penn State hasn't exactly been shooting the lights out. So I'd lean to the under and probably lean Clemson laying 2 points. But like I said, not on this game. As we scroll down, 7:30 in the Syracuse is at Illinois. The next stop in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. The Illini come in 12-point favorites. Total here, 144. If anything, I would lean Illinois. The way they've been playing, the way they've been shooting, just a lot of points to lay. Illinois has got a lot of transfers come in. They've been playing well. But if their shooting is at all cold, I think this game's a three-possession game maybe. So, you know, a single-digit game. I think Illinois wins, but not really willing to lay 12. So I would lean Illinois. I would lean the over because if their shooting is on, I think this number sails over and Syracuse can put the ball in the basket too. Although Syracuse is a pretty thin bench like they've had the last couple of years. Boeheim brothers are gone, but they still have a pretty thin bench behind them. Behind their starters. But I think they can put some baskets up, and I think they could get over 145, but it's going to come down to whether Illinois is shooting. So if Illinois is shooting and hitting their shot, I think they win by 12, and I think they cover the 144 in the game. If they're not, I think it's a closer game. Lean Illinois in the win, but not really willing to lay that kind of spread. 8 o'clock, Missouri is at Wichita State to play the Shockers. Mizzou's really been playing well. A lot of people kind of faded them coming into the year after their coaching change, and they didn't do much last season. I think laying 2.5 is probably about right. I like Missouri in this game. Thing is, it's on the road in Wichita. The Shockers are not playing – not really playing, I don't think, up to what a lot of people – I've expected. When I look at Mizzou, they come in undefeated, which is fantastic. They haven't really played a lot of teams. You know, the best team they've played is Penn, and they beat them in the second game of the year, 92-85. So good win, but not really much of a challenge. They've been putting up a lot of points. You know, they've scored over 82 points in all 7 of their games, but their competition is it's a strange schedule. Like, I know they had a new coach. I know Dennis Gates is new in there in his first year. He's been doing a good job, but how can you really judge what they're doing? So as much as I like what's going on there, undefeated record's impressive, but I'm not really sure I'm going to lay any money. Wichita State comes in at 4-2, losses to Alcorn State and San Francisco. They haven't really beaten anybody great other than Richmond. That's a good win, 56-53, the third game of the year at Richmond. So they have the ability to obviously pull out wins on the road. They're at home today. So I like what Missouri's doing. I'm actually going to watch this game. I'm going to be intrigued, but don't really want to touch it at -2.5. Next game I'm looking at 8 o'clock is, where are we here? Baylor. And I missed South Carolina State is at East Carolina. East Carolina, the Pirates are 17.5 point favorites. 148 is the total. And every analytic tool that I've looked at likes ECU, but likes them by 12, 13, 14 points. So laying 17.5 is just too many. ECU is an interesting team. I think the first 5 games of the year, they were losing at the half, and they came back and won 4 of them. I think they covered 4 of those 5 games. So they start slow. They come back hot. They didn't do that last game, but I just can't lay that many points with ECU. So I'm actually on South Carolina State catching 17.5 points at the Pirates of ECU. The next game, 8:30 in these. Baylor is in Marquette to face Shaka Smart, heading up to Milwaukee. The Eagles come in -5.5 point favorites. Total here is 155. And I like Baylor. Baylor is one of my top 5 teams going into the season. And I'm not going to say they've really struggled. They haven't come out of the gate flying like a lot of people anticipated. They come in 5-1. So, yes, impressive record for sure. Lost to Virginia. 86-79, squeaked by UCLA, which is an impressive win, 80-75. And then their last game against McNeese State, last Wednesday, they won by 29, blew them out. So 2 good games against Virginia and UCLA. They split them. I just think they have the scoring to play with anybody, to beat anybody. They have the defense to obviously keep everybody in check. And Marquette is kind of up and down. You know, I don't know if Shaka Smart's really righted this ship like everybody thought. I think they thought by now he'd be contending in the Big East. I don't think they are. I think they're mid-pack at best. They come in 5-2, lost only by 5 at Purdue, 75-70. And as every game goes by, that's looking like a better and better game because Purdue is very hot. Lost to Mississippi State, 58-55, and pulled off a 24-point win over Georgia Tech and beat Chicago State by 14, but Chicago State being one of the worst teams in the country, not really an impressive win there. I just like Baylor. This is more of a play on Baylor's ability to go in and night beat anybody. Being on the road in Milwaukee, probably be a good crowd there. But I still think Baylor has the ability to beat anybody anywhere at any time. So happy to lay 5.5. I'm going to lay 5. I actually got a 5 earlier, -5 earlier over Marquette. Boise State is at home laying 18.5 points to Cal State Northridge. And this is just too many points, 131 points total. Boise is a much better team. All the analytical tools that I looked at, though, have them winning by a little less than 18. So if anything, I'm not on this game. It's just too big a spread. Boise State could blow them out, but I would lean CSUN, Cal State Northridge. You know, they're going to lose, but I think they lose by 14 or 15, not 19 points. So if anything, I'm leaning Cal State Northridge. 9 o'clock, Georgia Tech is in Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Iowa comes in 15.5-point favorites. 149.5 is the total. I'm not on this game because I think the total is just right. I would maybe consider the over. That's a big number, but I know when Iowa's on and they're at home, they can score a lot of points. Another ACC Big Ten matchup. I like Iowa. If this were 13.5, I'd be on Iowa, but it's a little too big a number. If anything, I would back Georgia Tech here. Not on it, but I like Georgia Tech. 9 in the East. We have another showdown, ACC Big Ten showdown. Wake Forest is in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's laying 6 points. Total here, 130.5. And I like Wisconsin. Laying 6 points with Wisconsin is never, never an easy thing to do. They play great defense. They play typical Wisconsin basketball right now. But I think they are 6-7 points better than Wake Forest. They've looked pretty solid. Come in on the season 5-1. Started with a 10 or second game. There was a 10-point win over Stanford. So that's impressive. Just a 1-point win over Dayton. 43-42. That's the kind of game that sets college basketball back 50 years. 43-42. My God, that's a halftime score. But they pulled out a 1-point win, so that was impressive. They lost to Kansas in OT by 1 point, 69-68. So I think that was a bit of their statement that Wisconsin is legit again this year. And then they beat USC 64-59 last Friday. So I like the way they're playing. I think they have the ability, especially at home. They always play tough. I was looking – this is a low number, 130.5. I was looking at the over, but I don't really want to back Wisconsin, a game with Wisconsin at home, to the over. Wake comes in 6-1. No real great games. I mean, they lost to Loyola Marymount in overtime, 77-75. But other than that, their best wins against Georgia. They beat them by 10 points in Utah Valley. They took the overtime and won by 3. So Steve Forbes, great coach, I think, and I'm sure he'll get them going. I think they're kind of be mid-pack-ish, maybe a little below mid-pack in ACC. But I like the way Wisconsin's playing. They're at home. Willing to lay at 6. So probably going to be on that one. Last matchup of the ACC Big Ten battle is in Michigan, 9:30 in the East. Virginia is in town. They're 4-point favorites over Michigan. 128.5 is the total here. And I think I'm actually on Michigan. This number has creeped up. It was -3.5 a few hours ago. I like Virginia to win, but I could see this. I mean, anytime Virginia plays, it's going to be low scoring. 128.5, probably right around that number. I can't really go above or below. With Hunter Dickinson, Michigan obviously can score and compete with anybody down low. I think Virginia's a better team. If I had to pick straight up, I would pick Virginia to win, but laying 4 is a little too much. So I'm happy to take Big Blue at home, getting the 4 points against Virginia. This is going to be a fantastic game, too, I think, to watch. The final game of the night, I have UC Irvine is in San Diego to play San Diego State. San Diego State comes in as 13-point favorites, total here 136.5. And I have UC Irvine willing to take those points. You know, I think San Diego State obviously is a much better team. But UC Irvine's a decent team. I mean, people are kind of sleeping in them. They're 6-1. Not a lot of great victories. They did beat Oregon in the second game of the year, beat them 69-56. Lost to Pepperdine by 11. Most recently beat New Mexico State and Nicholls State. So not great wins. I get that. But I just don't think they're a team that's just going to roll over and get crushed by San Diego State, who's been playing well. Come in 4-2. Their last two games are lost. No shame in these losses, obviously. They lost to Arizona 87-80, and they lost in overtime to Arkansas 78-74. That was a great game, actually. Watch that one, and they've really played tight there. They have beaten Ohio State, beat them by 11, and they've beaten Stanford and BYU. So they are definitely a good team, top 25 team, going to be a contender in the Mountain West, and I think could be a second weekend team in the NCAA, depending on the draw. I think they're going to have a good year. I just don't think that this early in the year they are 14 points better than UC Irvine. So happy to take the Anteaters. Yes, the Anteaters is UC Irvine's nickname, and that's not why I'm taking them. It's a fun nickname to say for sure. But I'm on Irvine, laying 13 points. So I've got 2, 4, 6, 7 plays in NCAA. I've got the Warriors in the NBA. And we go to the ice now for an interesting night. Carolina is in Pittsburgh. Start the NHL slate, 7-5 in the East. You can get the home Preds at minus 120, the road Canes at plus 100. Total here is 6. I would lean the Penguins. At home, Malkin, Crosby rolling, minus 120, decent price. I would lean Pittsburgh here. 7:05, you have San Jose traveling to Montreal. Basically a coin flip here. Both teams minus 110. The total here is at 6, but juice to the over, minus 130. So, you know, when I see 6, I want to take it over because neither of these teams are playing well defensively, but at minus 130, it's kind of a stay away from me. I'd actually take San Jose. I just think they're the better team. Montreal has been hot and cold, having a tough year, but I would lean the Sharks here. Probably the best game of the night, 7:05. We have Tampa in Boston to face the Bruins. The Bruins are minus 165 home favorites. Total here is 6.5. You can get that at minus 120 in the under, even money plus 100. Never like going over in a Boston game. I think there's actually value in Tampa Bay, plus 145. You know, anytime you're catching the Lightning at that kind of number, I think there's some pretty decent value there. 7:35, we have the Islanders in Philly to play with Flyers. You can get the Islanders minus 200, the Flyers plus 170. Total here is 5.5. Anything I would lean to the over. Philly can allow some goals. The Islanders can score some. The question is, can Philly score a couple on New York to get that total over? I think they probably can. If not, the Islanders got to put up 4 or 5, and they have the ability to do that the way they've been with their offense. So I like the Islanders. Don't want to lay 200, minus 200. I would lean, if anything, I'd lean to the over. 8:05 in the East, we have Nashville at home against Anaheim. You get the home Preds at minus 240, the road Ducks at plus 200. Total here is 6.5, juice to the under, minus 120. I like the Preds. Can't lay 240, so definitely stay away from me. This is a sneaky good game. I think this is going to be quite a good game. The next one, 8:05 in the East, Colorado travels up north to play the Jets in Winnipeg. You get the Avs on the road at minus 135, the home Jets at 115. Total here is 6.5, juice to the under, minus 125. If you listen to the show before, you know I'm a huge backer of the Avalanche. I still think they can beat anybody anywhere at any time coming off their Stanley Cup hangover, perhaps. But I've got to back them on the road. And there's some value maybe at the home Jets at plus 115. They can certainly pull this win out. I just think Colorado's got a little too much firepower to not back them here. Third last game of the night. What am I doing here? Will be an also another great game. Florida travels all the way from the warm climates to the cool climates up in Calgary. So the Panthers are in Calgary to face the Flames. The Flames minus 155 in the money line. The Panthers plus 135. Total here, 6.5. Juice to the under at minus 120. If anything, I would lean the over, plus 100. Just getting that even price, a pretty decent price. And I would lean on the Panthers. These guys made the big trade in the offseason. And I think the Panthers, I mean, Calgary is a better team. Calgary should win, but a plus 135, Florida has definitely the ability to pull out the victory and get some value at that big plus money. Washington at 10:05 in the East is in Vancouver to play the Canucks. You can get the road Caps at plus 100, the home Canucks at minus 120. Total here is 6.5, juice to the under, minus 115. Washington seems to have woken up a little lately, and Vancouver's woken up as well. They had a terrible start to the year. Playing a little bit better. Washington's banged up, though. You know, if they were healthy, I'd be all over. I don't think it'd be a plus 100. I'd be all over this line, but they're not. I just think the Canucks have been so inconsistent. If anything, I think you back Washington here at the even money. Final game. Out west, we have the Kraken in L.A. to play the Kings at 10:35 in the East. The home Kings are minus 130. Kraken plus 110. And total here is 6. Juice to the over at minus 120. I don't really like backing Kraken totals, so I'd stay away from that. But I think the Kings are the better team, so at minus 130, I think that's a decent price. I don't. Plus 110 for the Kraken, sure, you're getting plus money, which is obviously always nice when you're laying a wager in hockey. But I just think the Kings are the better team, especially at home. So one delay, 130 there. So if anything, the value I think is in the Florida Panthers, plus 135. Maybe the Kings at minus 130, not a bad number there. If you want to take a chance on the Lightning on the road at plus 145, that's a pretty sweet price to get one of the best teams in the East, although they are in Boston, so that's going to be a tough one. So lots of games on the ice, a few angles there, lots of games in college ball, and I like the one with the Warriors laying a point in Dallas in the NBA. So hope you've got some interesting takes, some thoughts. And as I said earlier, by all means, hit me up on Twitter at Doug_Reed34. And before I go, just want to mention a couple of our partners here. One is Thrive Fantasy. If you haven't already, check them out. It's THRIVE. Go to thrivefantasy.com. Prop up on their mobile app or at thrivefantasy.com. When you sign up, use the code ETHOS, that's ETHOS, to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit up to $100, plus either two or four free game tickets. You basically play player props on the biggest names every night, score points when those props hit, and the players with the most points from their props at the end of the night win a prize, win a share of the nightly prize. If you're looking for information on props, check out our Ethos DFS team. Keith Cork is our and runs our DFS NBA program podcast. Does a fantastic job every day. Quick, clean, goes through the games, goes through the players you like. Definitely check them out if you're into DFS or if you're into Thrive. And also Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. And when I check out, use the code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 for 20% off your order and free shipping. And enjoy your Manscaped products, which everybody should have by now because they do a great job. So lots of plays, lots of angles. Hope you took something out of that. Hope you enjoy the night, kind of to me highlighted by college ball, but some good games on the ice. And I think that one really good game in the NBA. So should be an interesting night. Have a great night. Hope you make some money and chat with you tomorrow.
A new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.